Efforts to find those missing in the deadly Labor Day fire on an excursion boat in the Channel Islands have shifted from a search and rescue to a recovery mission.
Coast Guard has suspended search efforts pending further development. It is never an easy decision to suspend search efforts. We know that this is a very difficult time for families and friends of the victims.
Captain Monica Rochester with the Coast Guard says the decision came after an extensive air and ocean search around Santa Cruz Island failed to turn up any sign of additional survivors. 39 people were on board the Conception. Five crew members who were on deck when the fire was discovered were the only ones who survived. Authorities haven't released the names of the victims yet, but some family members and friends have talked about loved ones they've lost. On Instagram, Brent Harmeling acknowledged that his sister, Christy Finstad, was one of those who perished.
Acknowledge the people that you love every moment and not take any day for granted.
And friends say that a family of five from Stockton is among those who died. The search is continuing for the bodies of those still missing because the ship the Conception sank upside down, working around it is dangerous.
This type of underwater search and recovery operation can be taxing and dangerous with divers operating in up to 65 feet of water. We want to make sure that this process is done safely and methodically. So we appreciate the families and the public's patience and understanding as the search continues.
Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says they've started the process of using DNA to try to identify the remains.
Sheriff's Office investigators in our criminal investigation division are working with the Family Assistance Center and the call center. Investigators are comparing information from the callers with the vessel's passenger list. Since many, if not all, of the victims who have been recovered will need to be identified through DNA analysis, investigators will be coordinating with family members to collect DNA samples for comparison purposes.
The investigation into the cause of the fire is now well underway. The five surviving crew members have undergone interviews and have made written statements, but details aren't being released. Investigators will want to examine the remains of the ship. The Coast Guard's Monica Rochester says that effort will include some type of salvage operation.
We are creating a salvage plan to ensure that, one, first and foremost, is the safety of the responders, the divers that are on scene, and to ensure that, you know, if the vessel is inverted and upside down, it's going to have equipment hanging down on it. So we certainly don't want to put our divers in any kind of distress or harm's way. So that salvage plan, working with the owner, working with the sheriffs, will be forthcoming.
Jennifer Homendy is with the National Transportation Safety Board, the federal agency which will spearhead the investigation.
We expect to be on scene about 7 to 10 days. During that time, our investigators will be collecting the perishable evidence.
But Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says one thing is painfully clear. The ship's passengers, who were in the dorm-like sleeping area on the boat's lower level, had nowhere to go after the fire started.
There was a stairwell to get down the main entryway up and down, and there was an escape hatch, and it would appear as though both of those were blocked by fire.
In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.